We're in mourning today because Jeremy didn't get the biggest deer in the family. Ashley is a great white hunter. The great white. She says, it was only 125 yards away. I thought, that's a long way for a slingshot. She did good. I guess a lot of deers lost their lives this weekend. There's still a lot of them out there, it seems like. Thank you, Lord. Everybody good? You might as well be. You might as well choose to be there, whether you are or not. A lot of our church family is out with COVID or maybe COVID, or they don't know for sure if they've got COVID, or anyway, they're out. So keep, when you look around and you see an empty seat, just pray that that family gets strong and gets back at it. God's good. I want to talk to you. Title of the message today is Stability in Jesus. Isaiah 60 verse 1 and 2 says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. Boy, isn't that the way things seem to be going? It is an amazing thing, folks. Doc really preached my message. It's amazing how things, 2020 has just been a very interesting year. You know, I look back at other years and we think, well, this is a tough year. But guess what? This has been a tougher year. But guess what? Next year might be tougher. That's why we've got to come to that place of understanding. Arise and shine, for your light has come. He's our only hope. Attitude, Doc talked about. Absolutely, you've got to just turn things around. When people spend all their time talking about the problems, let's start talking about the answer. He is the answer. You know, number one thing that we've got to do, and I just want to just walk through a few things. Listen to me. Nothing in your life or in your family's life happens without prayer. Now, prayer is not begging God. We don't have to beg God we're going to get through this. We know we're going to get through this. And we thank Him for going through this. But you know, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Well, I'm not talking about you have to be on your knees 24/7 to pray. Prayer is constantly. Prayer is lifting up what God's doing in your life, what's taking place in your life. Prayer is walking through the things you're walking through. Maybe right now, internet, you're home with this COVID-19, or you're just home with the flu, or you're home with cancer, or you're home with whatever. How do you get through that? Prayer. What's prayer? It's thanking God that He's got the answer. It's thanking God that He's got this. Rick Mathis has come to that place where, what do I do? All the chemo, all the treatments has not worked for him battling his cancer. Well, what do I do? Well, you don't give up, but you give up. And that's where we have to, you've got to come to that place where I'm not giving up, I'm giving up. And I'm letting you have this, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, whatever falls of this. And that's not a flippant attitude. That's just an attitude that He is in charge of your life, and you've got to be at peace with that. Well, that's what this is all about. Pray without ceasing. You're just constantly in relationship. You know, you've got to give Him 100% of your life. If you're out there right now and you're not just giving Him your life, I don't care what your age is, you will struggle in your life until you totally give up and give Him. You know, Connie and I, December 10th coming up, we would have been married 48 years. And I can tell you, we had a wonderful 48 years. Why? Because I gave 100% and she gave 100%. That's called relationship. Well, see, when we're battling, see, Christ is the only thing that's stable. He doesn't change. It doesn't matter what's going on. He does not change. So we are in Him and He is in us. So if we give our life to Him, you're going to find that no matter what you're doing in life, if he's in the center of what's going on, you're going to find it's going to be better. Ephesians 6:18 says, pray in the Spirit at all times and on all occasions, on every occasion. That's something that really doesn't get talked about enough. Everyone here, if you're born again, you have been gifted with the area of speaking in tongues. That's praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit is what you do when you don't know what else to pray. Because, you know, I can pray in English only so long, and then I run out of what to say. Amen. That's when Romans talks about this. That's when he picks it up and he takes over, and then the prayer in the Spirit is something that's meeting every need I have and needs that are outside of this. It's vital to come to the place in your life to get this and understand. I'm not talking about praying in the Spirit here at the church. I'm not talking about praying in tongues here and interpretation. I'm talking about your own prayer life. You have to have this. I know in my life, until I had an understanding of this, I could not overcome some things in my life. But once I grabbed a hold of this early on, when I grabbed a hold of this and I would shift in gear and pray in the Spirit. Now I'm talking about your own private time, not flaunting it and not going around, because that's not where it's at anyway. But when you are at a place where I don't know what to do and I don't know how else to pray, you know, you can thank the Lord, but you finally run out of those words. But when you shift into the area, and I'm talking about trusting his stability. He's the only one that's stable. So if I go into my tongues, that prayer life, not only will he give me interpretation of what I've been praying down the road, but I will be praying his, according to Scripture, his perfect will for my life. What else would you want? And then your relationship starts building and you start coming to the place of not whatever happens, happens, but whatever happens, happens. And I'm okay. And I'm going to be okay. See, we have got millions of people across this world now are just living in fear. They don't know what to do. I do. I've got the answer. It's called Jesus. It's called coming to that place of saying, I trust you. I'm standing my ground. I'm standing with my authority that you've given me. I'm praying. I'm believing. I'm trusting. But then there's a time where I don't know what else to say. So I shift gears and I pray in the Spirit and I pray in the Spirit and I pray in the Spirit. I pray under my breath. I pray in the Spirit. You can pray all of the time, which is what it asks us to do. But second phase of what I want to talk about is you have got to stay established in what God has already built into your life. We know there's Scripture that says, do not forsake the assembling of your people. That is part of staying established. You've got to stay established with your church. We've got a lot of people that have not been to church since back in March. Could be here. They go to Walmart. They go to the grocery store. They go to all the places. But they've got out of the habit. They've walked in fear. And I'm not putting condemnation on anybody. It's just a fact. We have to be established in the local church. We've got, you are missed because you're a part of. When, like right now, we know people that normally are here that are out with COVID, that are sick, that have to be out, but yet they're missed. Why? Because that's a part of being established in Christ. I miss their love. I miss their input. I miss what they do. I miss the part. We can't even go to Wednesday night because we are so shy of people. Amen. That should be established in their local church. You've got to be established in your marriage. You've got to, in these hard times, you don't fuss and fight. You give 100% to that person. You give 100% to your church. You give 100%. You give everything. That's what locks you in. That's what brings you to the place of having a reason for being. You know, Jesus is a reason for the season. But you're the reason for the church. We've got something to offer. Everybody you greet and meet that are here, You are imparting something to their life. Right down to, I shook Jackie's hand. There was something imparted right there. I patted Barron's on the shoulder. Because I've got something to give, but they've got something to give to me. And if you're not, Think about a marriage. What kind of marriage do you have if you both are doing your own thing and you're never together? That's not a relationship. See, take this back to Him. You've got to have a relationship with Him. And if you're praying, you've got a relationship. If you're spending time in the Word, you've got it. You know, I want to encourage you, get in the program of reading the chapter that we have to read every day. And then read Proverbs, whatever. Today's the 6th. Read Proverbs 6. And then read 7, 8, 9, 10, all the way to 31. And then start over and read it again. And start over. So every month you'll read the entire book of Proverbs. Real easy. Always gives you wisdom. Well, what's that for? That's building a relationship with the one that is stable. That's building a relationship with the one that knows already tomorrow who's going to get the election. I still believe in President Trump. The only fear I have is that when I die, my vote will be Democrat. That took a while, I can tell. I heard that this morning and I had to throw that one out. Just joking. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know if Kim Spiller, I don't know what her last name is now, but Kim would never have imagined that her little 14-year-old boy was gone this morning. Had some health issues all his life. But God knew. Now, I'm telling you, folks, you've got to be hanging on to the one that's not going to move. You've got to be hanging on to the rock. You've got to be hanging on to the foundation, that one that is stable and will ever. You've got to come to that place of understanding. You've got to stay established in the truths that He's given you. You've got to stand for what you stand for. Doc said it so plain. Just change your attitude. Don't get caught up in the attitude of the world. Get caught up in the attitude of Jesus. Get caught up in, I've got the answer, son. It'll be okay. Everything's good. Just keep doing what you're doing. Stay established in what I've taught you. Stay established in the truth of the Word. Stay established in knowing that it'll be okay. Stay established. You know, really, just those things that you were doing before March, January of this year hit, just do it again. Get back to doing what you were doing. You didn't quit breathing. Some have. They've just give up. So sad, the suicide rate is off the charts now because of everybody being locked alone. You're not supposed to be alone. You're supposed to be together. Because everybody has something to give everybody else. But folks, listen. Get Him in your life to the place that you have a total understanding of that and a total trust in that. And I'm telling you, it changes your life. You'll never be the same because He's given you everything He ever needed to give you. I am not the same person I was yesterday. Let's go back 2 days. Let's go back 3 days. We change daily living for Him. Living with Him. He's always adjusting our attitude. He's always adjusting our life. He's always doing, when you have a relationship and you're always talking and He's always talking. You know, it's funny how people say that, well, if you've been married so many years, you guys get to even talking alike and looking alike. Well, it's because you're established with each other. You're a part of. That's why I was talking about coming, get back in the doors. You know, the churches across America are empty. That's not what God wants. This is not the time for just the remnant to be showing up. It's a time for us to start showing the world we've got something. And we're established in Him, and we trust in Him, and we know He's got us. You know, you got to keep the vision in front of you. The Bible tells us plainly that without a vision, without that looking forward for something, you perish. I right now, because of the loss of Connie, you can ask Brad and the people that know me close, I don't stop. I'm becoming a workaholic. But that's right now where I have to be to keep my mind. He called a couple times yesterday, and he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm painting. And he called the next time, and I said, "I'm painting. I'm last night at 8 o'clock. I was painting. I'm always doing." Why? Because I want to stay established with Him, and if I just sit, my mind goes every place where it's not supposed to be going. So right now He is directing me. Just, you got a lot of things that need to be done. Just stay busy. Brad needs help. Let's just stay busy. The church needs things done. Let's just stay busy. Well, why? Because I'm being established and I've got a vision, and without that vision, I will perish. It's in your life the same way. If you're just sitting, are you really established in what God wants? God's got everything. You know, speak life to yourself. David did that all the time. David recognized, wow, the king and all the crew is after me and chasing me and chasing me, and I'm supposed to be the king. What's going on? Well, he had to start speaking to himself. You know, the word has got so much power. Hebrews 4:12, I love that scripture because it says that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And that word, whether you think it or not, that word that you're reading every morning, that word that you're meditating on, that word is dividing my thoughts and my intents. It's helping my mind, my will, and my emotions. It's keeping me on track of the one that is stable. It's keeping me on track. Folks, He is the only stable thing we have. If that's not getting plainer and plainer and plainer and plainer, who would you lean on but Him? There's no one that you can trust. I don't care what news you watch. I don't care what commercial you watch. I don't care who you talk to. You have got to stay plugged in to have what you need. Plugged in. I've got a full electric car now. And I drove to Cape yesterday and did some running around. And when I pulled in last night, it was down to 90-some miles as far as I can go. Well, that's not a problem. I don't have to fill up the gas tank. I just plugged it in and went in the house. I got up this morning. It had 280-some miles that I could travel. Same with you. Are you locked in? Do you plug in to Jesus? Do you wake up and say, "Good morning, Holy Spirit"? Do you go to bed at night, "Thank you, Lord, for the good day"? Do you spend time in His Word? What am I talking about? I'm talking about being plugged in to the only one that's stable. If I did not plug my car in, eventually it would stop. I don't have a little engine in there to keep the battery charged or to keep me going down the road. If my battery goes dead in my car, I'm pulling over. I can't do anything but get out and push it. And that's what a lot of people are doing right now in their lives. They're pushing their self, and they're not trusting in Him. Did you hear me? We have got to stay hooked to the one that is stable. And I'm telling you, I ran a 220 line out to where I parked my car, so I've got 220 volts that goes in and charges. When I take a trip, like to Arkansas a couple weeks ago, I pulled into what they call superchargers. That's what the Holy Spirit is. And it was at a barbecue place, but they had these superchargers, and I backed in and I plugged my car in. 480 volts was going into it. So I ate in 25 minutes, got my car. I had full 320 miles ready to fly. This is the super, 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 super duper charger. This is everything you need right here. This is the stability that's going to get us through everything we're going through or have been through. If you're breathing right now, you're still going. If you're not breathing tomorrow, you were supposed to be unplugged. When He's in charge, you're just okay. But as long as I can plug in, I'm going to plug in. And the more I'm finding, the more I pray, the more I get done. The more I pray, the easier it is. The more I pray, there's more peace. The more I pray, the more I know His voice. The more I pray, the more I can help people. The more I pray, the more I walk in trust. Amen. The more I go to church, the better I am. I can remember back years ago when I don't want to go to church on Sunday night. I just don't, I work 6 days a week at the coal mines, and now I feel like the Holy Spirit's saying, go Sunday morning and drive to, we was going to church in Sparta then, drive to Sparta and go to church. And I found between the time I got home from church and getting there lasted forever. And I got all kinds of stuff done. Why? Because I give my time to Him. I'm just trying to encourage you today. You want to walk through what we're walking through? You want to just let them hear it and then go on? You want to just get on with life? Then you've got to make Him. And see, it's not works. It's just what you want to do. Because the more you spend time, the more it gets better and it gets better and it gets better. Why? Because He is the one that is stable. He is the one that has got everything. Hebrews 6:19 says, this hope is in a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary. He's the one that brings us. See, my mind, my will, and my emotions are my problem. But the more I spend with Him, the better that gets. Romans 5:5 says, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. I want to close out. Guys, if you want to come on up, I want to close out. I want to read Hebrews 10, 23 through 35. Should be up. If not, go there if you will. Listen to this. It says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. See, I've got to have Him to do any of the above. I've got to have a knowing Him and an understanding that He's got me. Then it goes on and says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the days approaching. Everybody says, well, this is a tough year. Let's just get out of it. I'm sorry to inform you, we're just getting started. End times are coming. We're in end times. Is it going to get easier? If you are locked into the stability of Christ. I want to just encourage you this morning, get locked in with Him. Just say, Lord, and you say, well, how do I do that? Just ask Him. Lord, help me have a desire. Lord, help me to want to read the Word. Lord, help me to walk through the things, because I know that You're in me. I know You never leave me. If you've never asked Jesus in your heart, here or by internet, it's real easy. Lord, I believe that You died for me. Lord, I believe that You rose again in 3 days. Lord, I thank You that I'm born again. I thank You that You're living inside of me now. That's it. Just believe, and then He starts adjusting and changing in that relationship with Him. Let's all stand up. Father, I thank You. I thank You, Father, that the only stability that we'll ever, ever, ever have is You. And we trust in You, and we thank You for that, Father. We give You all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go out with a song.